Justine Siegel is the first woman to coach professional men's baseball, including a stint with the Oakland A's Instructional League here in Arizona in 2015. Now she runs a nonprofit pushing for more opportunities for girls to play the sport that she loves. From the Front Terrace desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Bloss takes us to a baseball clinic in Sonora, where Siegel shared her message that baseball is for everybody.
It's Thursday night at Hermosillo's baseball stadium. The stands are packed with fervent fans cheering on the city's minor league team, the Naranjeros. Baseball in Hermosillo is a big party with family and friends, food and drink, music and dancing, and of course, the drama of the game. But tonight, the Naranjeros are making history. With two blonde ponytails tucked under her Naranjeros baseball cap, Justine Siegel walks onto the field waving to the cheering crowd as she's introduced as an honorary coach, the first woman to coach in the league's history. Siegel's used to making history. A decade ago, she became the first woman to coach professional men's baseball. Now she's bringing the sport to other girls across the United States and around the world.
Well, I mean, it's my heart. I love baseball, and I think it's the greatest game on earth. But, you know, the real important part is making sure girls believe in themselves.
Siegel came to Hermosillo to coach a girls' baseball clinic called Mujeres en el Diamante, or Women in the Diamond. Nearly 100 girls of all ages crowded onto the field where the Naranjeros played the night before. For many of them, baseball is in their blood.
Mi mamá, mi tía, otra tía, otra tía, mi abuelo, mi bisabuela, y mi tío. Todos.
Cousins Carla Gastelum and Isabel Valenzuela say their whole family loves baseball. But while passion for the game runs deep in Hermosillo, it's still not an option for most girls.
Sí, a mí me encantaría jugar béisbol porque yo quería desde el principio jugar eso.
I'd love to play baseball, says 16-year-old Yahaira López, but she was told she wasn't strong enough to play with the boys, so she could play softball instead. It was the same for 12-year-old Renata Dominguez. It's not fair, she says, that boys can play softball, but girls aren't allowed to play baseball. Boys tell Michelle Castillo girls are too sensitive to play baseball, but like many of her peers on the field today, 11-year-old Castillo isn't willing to accept that answer.
For example, football, softball, baseball, taekwondo.
Whether it's baseball, soccer, or taekwondo, girls should have the same opportunities as boys, she says. But many girls in Hermosillo are still being told that baseball isn't for them.
If the girl wants to play, they choose to play softball because they say that is a sport for girls.
With construction work going on in the background, Carla Bustamante helped coach the Mujeres en el Diamante clinic. She leads communications for the Naranjeros and started the program 3 years ago in partnership with the U.S. Consulate in Hermosillo. She hopes it opens new doors for girls and women.
Because last night we have the Naranjeros playing there, but when we're going to see the Naranjeras or women playing there?
Being coached by Siegel and hearing her story is a reminder to the next generation that change is possible.
It's very important when you have like a role model, that when you see that something is possible, you say that, okay, I want to achieve it too.
The more representation there is, the more girls are going to think they can do it. And not just girls, adults will think that girls can do it.
Being that example is Siegel's passion, and it's not just about baseball.
I worry if you tell a girl she can't play baseball, what else will she believe she can't do? So the next time a girl says, I want to play baseball, say, okay, let's make that happen. Let's cheer our girls on just like we cheer our boys.
Her message, baseball is for everybody. I'm Kendall Blust in Hermosillo.